World of Tanks crew tips. In most cases, you only need one radio operator per tech tree. Russia needs two. You can reuse the same radio operator on all of your tanks. Even with the penalty for specialty, it will level up faster than having many radio operators. You'll have more crew skills and perks. There will be a penalty to your radio range. However, your radios usually have a really good range. Usually you can reach across the map, so it doesn't matter. And you'll have a penalty to how much XP you earn, how much crew XP you get for your radio operator. However, overall, you get the benefit that you'll have more skills and perks for your radio operator sooner, as opposed to having many radio operators. There is a problem where if your tank is locked, you won't have access to the radio operator. Put your zero skill BIA crew as commander, driver, or gunner. Do not use it for radio or loader because they have less skills and perks. You put your regular crew as a radio or loader. If you have a BIA, if you have a regular crew member as commander, switch him to radio or loader and put the BIA as commander, for example. Once every month or so, move your crew members around to optimize their placement or train them for new positions on new tanks. Do not use the mentor skill. It is better to train crew using personal reserves and 5x victory bonuses. Use the engine crew skill, ammo rack skill, to reduce reliance on repair kits. If you have the engine skill and the ammo rack skill, you'll use your repair kits less often. Spotters and light tanks should get called for vengeance, because if you die and there's enemy tanks around you, and your allies are still shooting at them, you'll get a lot more XP. You could easily, like, one hit will give you 10% more spotting damage per game. Improving radio range is good for large maps, frontline, or for the end of the game. Boosting radio is better at the beginning of the game when you have more allies. So if you use something to improve your radio range, it's like I said, if you're an SPG, you might want to use a different radio skill than a regular player. SPGs tend to make it to the end of the game, and they probably want the increased range because the light tanks might be far away on some of the maps, such as Grand Battles or Frontline. If your entire crew dies, your tank is disabled or dead, even if you have HP. So if you lose all of your crew, that's it. It's considered a dead tank. If you have a small crew, such as only two, it's more likely to happen. Got a video that shows where I died because they killed my crew members and I still had all my HP. Use crew books and training manuals. Do not suicide your tank. You'll get zero XP for your crew. You only get XP for surviving crew. Use the med kit before the game ends, so you get XP for any injured or dead crew. So if you have five injured crew members, use your med kit so you don't lose all that crew XP. Don't worry much about zero skill BIA. You're going to earn a lot of them through the year just by playing or when you purchase a tank. Try to get skills that always work, such as camo. If you get camo, you always get the benefit. You're always going to need camo unless you're always spotted like a brawler. Some skills or perks only work in certain conditions, such as when firing or reloading. Had some more. Try to train your crew with premium vehicles that have lots of crew members. So what I did was I marked all of my tanks that have five or six crew. And I play them so I can train more crew members at the same time, because it's not split. They all get the same amount. you get the same amount of crew XP if you have one crew member or if you have six. If you have any questions or comments, please post below.